guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Conspiracy Buzz. I am Bailey, and with me as always
is Venice.
And for this week's episode, we will be talking about the Freemasons.
If you are a new listener, we make podcasts we make podcast episodes about new and old theories about major events in our history. We have a website at conspiracybuzz.nytosa.org where you can find more information about our podcast.
So for today, we will be talking about the Freemasonry. I hope that's how you say it. They are a secret organization. So if you don't know what they are, today you're going to find out exactly what they are and what they do. Mm-hmm. So the Freemasonry is teaching and practices of a secret fraternal but men-only order of free and accepted Masons, the largest worldwide secret society. So they get together and they have like secret like meetings. People like allow them to know like where they meet and stuff, but nobody is ever allowed to, like, anybody from the outside is not allowed to listen to it.
Yeah.
Or like
record. It's a private sleepover party.
So it's spread by the advance of the British Empire. The Freemasonry remains most popular in the British Isles and in other countries originally within the empire. The estimates of the worldwide membership of Freemasonry in the early 21st century range from about 2 million to more than 6 million. Jesus. Gee, holy moly.
2 million members?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was like six dudes.
Like six main important dudes. I didn't know it would be that many.
Mm-hmm.
So they evolved from the guides of stonemasons and cathedral builders from the Middle Ages. So within the decline of cathedral building, some lodges of operative or working masons began to accept honorary members to bolster their declining membership.
So am I right to assume that they are the ones that like know all the world's
secrets, biggest secrets? Yeah. They have to hand select people to be in their secret society or something.
I wonder what their system is for that. Like how the
So there's the original, I think it's 12 or 13 families who have like a pure bloodline or something. And like, yeah. So there has definitely been some incest.
Oh, that's, I believe, disgusting.
Wow. And they like are the most elite families. So original.
That is interesting. Do you think it's like the rest of the people? Do you think it's like CIA agents or something? Like,
maybe.
How do you get handpicked for something like that?
No. 13.
And if somebody ever spilled the secrets, would they get killed?
I'm sure they definitely would. Something bad would happen to them. Yeah, so there's definitely.
We're just doing some extra research for you guys.
So, yeah, there's like a bunch of different, like, weird things, like New World Orders and stuff. I can't remember their names, but they're like the most important. Rockefeller. So, like, that's one of the families, is the Rockefellers. They have, like, so the Astor bloodline, the Bundy bloodline, the Collins, the DuPont, the Freeman, Kennedy, Lai, Onassis, Rockefeller, the Russell, the Van Doon, the Margovan, and the Rothschild. Oh, yeah. So the Rothschild. So they have, like, very old, old money that has, like, it's just, like, so much money. And they're, like, it's just, like, they have so much money and they, like, control, like, everything. And so, like, if you're part of these, like, families, like, you could be chosen into the Freemasons.
Yeah.
So it weirds me out to think about it, but they do have, like, secret societies and stuff.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of stuff do they do? Like, do they do anything or just do they have all the information?
So let's see. What do the Freemasons do? So how to become one is the application has to be an adult male and must believe in the existence of a supreme being and the immortality of the soul. So the teachings of Freemasonry enjoin morality, charity, and obedience to the law of the land. It's the world's oldest and largest fraternity. It aims to promote friendship, morality, and brotherly love among its members. Men from every race, religion, opinion, and background. So that's good. Who are brought together as brothers to develop and strengthen the bonds of friendship.
I wonder if there's a Freemasons women's group.
I wonder. It says, do you pay to be a Freemason? There's an initiation fee when you join, and each lodge charge an annual subscription to cover its running cost. Each meeting is normally followed by a dinner, which they cost depending on the venue. They go out to dinner after their meetings. Like, what? That's
good. I wonder what they talk about. So, yeah, the aliens are back. Meeting adjourned.
Alrighty, we just got confirmation about the aliens. Meeting adjourned. Yeah, I think they just talk about, like, a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. It must be interesting. Like, they know things about everything. Like, the royal family, the president of the United States, like, presidents of probably all the other countries. Space.
In practice, some lodges have been charged with prejudice against Jews, Catholics, and non-whites. Oh. Generally, Freemasonry in Latin countries has attracted those who question religious dogma or who oppose the clergy, whereas the Anglo-Saxon countries, the membership is drawn largely from among white Protestants. So in most lodges in most countries, Freemasons are divided into three major degrees: entered apprentice, fellow of the craft, and master mason. In other lodges, there are numerous degrees, sometimes as many as 1,000, superposed on the three major divisions.
What episode did we talk about the Freemasons in? Was that the,
I think that was
either the moon landing one?
Either it was that one or the election one.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember which one it is, though.
Yeah, they basically just know everything. And do you think they're part of the, like, I wonder if any of their information ever gets leaked. Like, are they the ones that do something about it, or...
So here, how do Freemasons deal with secrets getting out? Let's find out. Oh, so there's one man exposed the secrets of the Freemasons. His disappearance led to their downfall. Oh, this was in 1862. Oh, geez.
1826.
26. Oh, so it says, before his book could be published, William Morgan was dragged away by a group of Masons, never to be seen again. So I'm sure if the secrets get out, they try to, like, cover it up.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so about the 13 families, those famous bloodlines who control everything, these guys are so rich and powerful that they make Albany and Gates look like peasants. Like, they have so much money, they are richer than Bill Gates.
Oh my gosh.
Their ideologies and connections aren't known to the public, which is why we don't know much about them. Don't question yourself if you don't recognize them. That's their plan throughout. It seems so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is from David Rockefeller. This is a quote. It says, "Some even believe that we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists of conspiring with others around the world to build more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it."
Huh.
Very creepy.
It's interesting.
Oh my god.
I kind of wish I was a man so that I could join the Freemasons.
yeah. Be one of those control.
But if you're listening to this and you're thinking about trying to join the Freemasons, don't just walk up to somebody and be like, hey.
Yeah. And you have to be invited, so you can't really just show up and be like, hey, I want to join.
Yeah. Here's my resume.
So that was this week's episode of Conspiracy Buzz, and we talked about the Freemasons. We hope you guys enjoyed this week's content and hope you guys come back for our next episode.
Make sure you guys subscribe and leave a review or a comment about our podcast. You can go to our website and leave a comment there or a review. We also have an email on there, so you can give us some feedback. Our website is conspiracybuzz.nytosa.org. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you guys for listening.